Hello, everyone. Chris Sheeran back here once again in our Yes Network studios, and welcome to the Nissan postgame show. Our final score, 91-81 in favor of the Nets. It was a must-win. No Shaq, no Dwayne Wade, no James Posey. The Nets go down to Miami, and they handle business. Right now, we've got Ian Eagle and Jim Sponarkle standing by with us to break down the game. And guys, someone told me once that the most important part of a game is the first 5 minutes of the third quarter. And, you know, there's questions out there. Lawrence Frank, has he lost the team? Well, you just need to watch that six-minute span of the third quarter where the Nets went on a 21-0 run. They came out fired up in the second half.
They did, Chris, and you're right. That is always a good sign that the coach's message got through at halftime to the team. Certainly, the Nets responded to that here, Jimmy. And, you know, I got to tell you, the fact that the Nets were able to put together that run and do it in that old style, the style that we grew accustomed to here watching the Nets for so many years, that was a little trip back in history. We haven't seen a lot of that this season.
No, we haven't. And obviously that's something that they want to get back into. And really what helps you to get to those particular points is the defensive effort. And I think on each and a lot of those fast break opportunities or the quick setups, defensively there was good help side defense. Guys were flicking at the basketball and getting it and going with it.
As VC and RJ stepped up tonight, Vince Carter and Richard Jefferson, people may say the Heat were depleted tonight. They didn't have Shaq. They didn't have Dwayne Wade. They didn't have James Posey. But as Vince Carter said before the game, it doesn't matter who's playing for the opposing team. Simply said, we needed a win tonight. They went down there and they got the job done.
True. From the Nets' perspective, that's irrelevant. It doesn't matter who Miami put on the floor. It was an NBA game, and the Nets needed to win an NBA game. Now, there are those that will tell you that sometimes when stars go down, it's an opportunity right for others, and sometimes others can lift their level of play. We saw that with Darrell Wright, certainly a talent worth keeping an eye on in the future. But in the end, the Nets don't care who they were opposing tonight. If Dwayne Wade wasn't there, they'll take advantage of it. You got to win the game to make it stick, and the Nets were able to do that.
Yeah, and just go in, if you want proof of that, just go in and ask everybody in the organization whether they'd rather have lost this game because Miami was depleted. Yeah. It's a tough one to answer because, obviously, you're right on the money. I mean, this is a game, you know, early in the season that the Nets had to find a win because you do not want to think about that consequence if they happen to lose this game with all the Heat players not on the floor. So, you know, tomorrow night they have to come out. They've really reached a level in that third quarter, as we touched on. Can they get back into that type of game? It's going to be difficult for them, but they have to still search for that type of fast break offense if they can.
Now, with Nenad Krstić out for the season, everybody's saying Vince Carter has to step up his game even more than he already has stepped it up. Richard Jefferson, however, the past five games, has been doing a yeoman's job, guys. Tonight, 22 points on 9 of 14 from the field.
Yeah, Richard was terrific tonight, and after the game he tells Jimmy here that he didn't even play that well. So that might be a good sign for the Nets down the stretch as Jefferson was able to put together the kind of effort you've grown accustomed to with him, where he does a little bit of everything, made some shots from the field, drives certainly to the rim, a couple of dunks, which is a good sign for Jefferson, that Kidd and Jefferson were able to hook up. You know, Richard's not 100%, and that's going to be a theme throughout the season. It can't change the way he plays, though, because at that point, then, he is not doing the things that he's expected to do for this team.
Yeah, and he also reacted, too, with the question that, you know, he doesn't mind the extra pressure of having to score a little bit more. And, you know, I think it comes right down to it that without Krstić on the floor, you know, you're not going to get Collins and Moore, you know, and Boone to make up for that 16 points in the game, and some nights 22, 24 points a night, and you're not going to get the 15 to 18-foot jumpers that Krstić had. So guess what? Kidd, Carter, Richard Jefferson have to uptick their game and get more points, especially out of Carter and Jefferson.
Now, guys, let's look ahead to tomorrow night's game against the Timberwolves. Kevin Garnett comes into the Meadowlands. Game time, well, coverage begins at 7 p.m. Game time a little after 7:30. What can we expect from the Nets trying to build momentum off of this win in Miami tonight?
No, you just said it. Second half of a back-to-back at home where the Nets used to be dominant against a Minnesota team that I've seen some positive moments. I've certainly seen some negative moments from this Timberwolves team. They're not a power by any stretch in NBA circles. Nets have had major problems with Western Conference teams this season. We know that Kevin Garnett recognizes there's going to be a little more attention on him in the New York tri-state area. He's a superstar player. He'll be up for it. The Nets have to match it.
Yeah, and I think the Nets have to match it. Chris, you mentioned that somebody told you the first 5 minutes of that second half are important. Something tells me the first 5 minutes of tomorrow night's game is going to be very, very important for the Nets to really establish themselves, you know, coming off this win. And once again, we just talked on it being a depleted Heat team, but I think those first 5 minutes are really going to set a tone mentally that, you know, if it goes against them, you can fall into that trap of saying we're tired, we played last night, all the wrong excuses, but first 5 minutes, pretty important.
Jimmy, well said. I will see you tomorrow night at the Meadowlands. Bird, I will see you down the line sometime.
Maybe.
Are you doing some football tomorrow?
Sunday, yes. Happy New Year, Chris.
Okay, happy New Year to you. Jimmy, get back safe. A must-win for the Nets tonight down in Miami. They got the job done. They win 91-81 over the Heat. No Shaquille O'Neal, no Dwayne Wade, no James Posey. And the Nets, by the way, take full advantage of them not being in the lineup. In the third quarter, a big 21-0 run highlighted by the big three of the Nets. Jefferson, Kidd, and Carter all had their hand in this. Jefferson was 4-of-4 with 8 points. Kidd, 2-for-2, 5 points. And Carter, 2-of-3, 4 points, 4 assists. Twin Jason Collins also added 4 points on 2-of-2 shooting. And here is head coach Lawrence Frank. He met the media a short time ago, and here he is on that third quarter onslaught.
We had some good mileage out of our zone, so we were able to create some perimeter shots, and we were able to create some low clock opportunities that led to some transition. Then I thought, guys, did a real good job in terms of working off baseline screens, playing out of pick and rolls, and obviously there was good ball movement to get rhythm shots. So obviously Miami was undermanned, but it's good for us to get a win.
What was the difference between tonight and the other night? Were you able to take advantage of a team that wasn't, you know, didn't have its best players?
Well, I mean, you don't really look at whether they have their best players or not, because every team in this league wants to win. I mean, we played Houston without Yao Ming. But it comes down to just intent. I mean, obviously Miami, they're missing two of the top five players in the league. But you never know how a game's going to be determined, because they put on a jersey and want to win just like we do. So you can't worry about who they have or don't have, and vice versa here. It was just we needed to find a way to win a game. Excuse me. Thank you. And we did.
Do you know at halftime you're going to go to zone a lot?
Well, I think it was one of the things we talked about, and we had played some zone in the first half. We wanted to get a look at it, and then we played more of it in the third quarter, and just, you know, we were able to get some good transition opportunities out of it, and we were fortunate to come out.
Is one of your favorite stats the assist for Vince Carter?
Well, he could have had 15. I mean, if you think about it, he made around 6 passes in the first half where guys had opportunities for dunks or layups, and just it didn't work. So, and then even in the second half, he made a couple plays. So I think he was fabulous. I mean, I think, you know, Jason, all-around game. Richard, very, very good. Richard, you know, really had a big impact in the game, because Capone, who had been playing so well for him, he gets 2 quick fouls on him. That takes him out of his rhythm. So, you know, all those guys contributed. Twin was good in the second half. And then Marcus and Bokey gave us a big lift off the bench.
Come on, made something like 3 straight defensive plays against Zoe, in fact. It was another classic moment where nobody's going to notice that.
Yeah, and I think if you look at it, Zoe scores like 7 points in the last 2 minutes of the second quarter with Twin out, and Twin is, that's why he's so good, because, you know, Zoe's a really good player, and Twin did a great job. I mean, you got to have post defenders to win in this league.
Eventually, you're down first half. You stuck with him a little longer second half because you had the lead. You're happy you didn't?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, with it is that, you know, you're not going to have a great game every time out. But I think, you know, especially, you know, Bokey and Marcus kind of stood out for us in that second half. And the guys who didn't play particularly well tonight, well, they get an opportunity. You know, we need them tomorrow. And that's what teams do, that not everyone's always going to play well together at the same time, but yet you pick each other up when a guy's down.
So there are Lawrence Frank's thoughts. Vince Carter and Richard Jefferson combined for half of New Jersey's output tonight of their 91 points. VC going for 23, RJ going for 22. They beat the Heat 91-81 down in Miami. They get the job done. Game in the pregame, Mikey Moore told us that something that the Nets needed to do tonight was hustle more. They did that, and they played great D, including Jason Collins. And a short time ago, he addressed the media about the third quarter and his defensive play in general.
Yeah, it was getting stops, and then on the other end, we were taking advantage of some plays that were working for us and really moving the ball, and, you know, shots were falling, especially the majority of the second half, our shots were falling for us.
If they're not having Dwayne Wade and Shaq, I mean, a win is a win, but coming down here knowing that they weren't playing, what's the mindset going in and then coming out with the W?
Well, mindset is, I mean, we're still playing against the NBA champions, and they got a lot of guys over there with some pride, and, you know, we're dealing with some losses, too, and, you know, whoever's out there, you know, who has that jersey on, we're going out there to get our win.
Coming close against Detroit and then falling to Houston and then coming in here with a solid win, coming out of here.
This is definitely a good win for us, and first half, they were doing some things that Alonzo Mourning was sort of getting off there, and then came out in the second half and shut that down, and then really got after it.
Coach praised your post defense specifically.
Yeah, I mean, I know how to play Zoe, and Zoe wants to be physical against Mikey. You know, Mikey's playing him hard, but doesn't sometimes having that extra weight helps, and then also Josh. You know, he's playing hard too, but. Just, you know, knowledge. You know, when you play against somebody a lot of times, you know what to expect, what their moves are going to be. So when I'm playing against Alonzo, I'm very comfortable shutting him down.
Is this a building block now to face Minnesota?
Yeah, I mean, this is another tough matchup coming in with KG and, you know, another great post player. But, you know, KG can step away from the basket as well. And he's playing at a high level for his team. So it'll be another good win for us and a good opportunity for us tomorrow night.
The starters got it done for the Nets tonight, adding tempo, speed, hustle, everything to this game to get the 91-81 win. But so did the bench as well. Marcus Williams, Bojan Nakbar, and Josh Boone providing some spark off the pines. And here is Bojan Nakbar on tonight's win.
What was the key at halftime that you came out so strong in the third quarter?
I think just energy. You know, everybody just tried a little bit harder. We played smarter. We moved the ball better. And we knocked out those open shots, you know, and, you know, the zone really helped us. I think we had a good stretch in defense where they really didn't know what to do against the zone, and that helped us big time. So, you know, just good that second half, and that was enough.
Coach pointed out that you specifically with Marcus Williams, he stayed with you a little bit longer. He gave the lift in the second half.
Yeah, not just offensively, but like I said, I think, you know, I played pretty well in that zone that we played. You know, they really did not have an answer for a while, so I think that's why Coach stuck with me for that long. And then on the offense, everybody just moved the ball, and we knocked out the shots that we had to knock down. And you know, we really got it. We got this one.
Are you going to take a charge every game?
I'll try to get at least one, but I mean, I'm just trying to anticipate what the offensive player is going to do. And you know, I've always been good at it, so I'll keep on trying.
There was one play that our analyst Jim Spanarkel pointed out, and the fact that, like, you missed a couple from the corner, and then you were open again, but you passed it to Jay Kidd. Is that what you're talking about, sharing the ball?
Yeah. I mean, you got to pass it to the open guy, and, you know, if somebody's struggling, they don't make shots, they got to move the ball. And that's what we did tonight. You know, if somebody didn't have the best shot, you know, that guy moved the ball, and the next guy got a better shot, and that's what we got to do every game, because... You know, RJ and Vince, they're going to demand attention. So every time defense collapses, we got to swing the ball and get the open guy the ball.
How do you use this to build on the game against Minnesota?
We're going to try to carry this game, you know, until tomorrow's game. We got to play the same way, you know, share the ball on offense and play really aggressive defensively, help each other out. And I just hope this is the turning point for us where we can start building, you know, on our wins and, you know, turn the season around.
Now, the Big Three had a big game tonight for the Nets. They win 91-81 down in Miami. Vince Carter, 23 points, down from his average against the Heat in his last six against the Heat, averaging 36 points per game. But tonight, 23. And let's hear from Vince. He talked to the media a short time ago.
The first stat that you look at, you always tell us, is assists. Were you happy with that tonight?
Oh, man. Can't really get over the double-digit mark to save my life, but... I'm just trying to just be a facilitator. You know, of course, we have one of the best in the business, but just help him out. You know, he was hitting shots and doing his thing. So, you know, it never hurts to have two guys who can distribute the ball, who's looking to just attack, but yet find other guys. And once they started hitting shots, we were able just to work off of each other.
You get double teamed every night, but it seemed that you saw the double team better tonight. Did you feel that?
Just patience instead of just forcing the play, forcing the passes, just letting it come to me. And you can playing them so much, you kind of have an idea where the double team's coming. So I kind of knew and felt comfortable because we played them so many times. So we were able to make it work.
Can you use this to build for tomorrow?
Definitely. You know, you can use anything positive to build. So, you know, we're hoping this is it.
Now, the onus has been put on Vince Carter. His shoulders have been weighing the heavy pressure of the Nets' losing streak of four games. But he had some help tonight in Richard Jefferson, who we heard from earlier, and Jason Kidd, another one of the big three. Kidd, 17 points on 6 of 10 shooting, 3 of 4 from downtown, 10 boards, 3 assists shy of another triple-double. And Jay Kidd met with the media a short time ago.
A little back to the future with him yourself. You had a fast break. You had a lob to RJ.
Well, we connected on the lob. We got out on a fast break. You know, our defense created all that. So we have to remember that. And now we got to get ready for Minnesota.
How can you use tonight to build for the Minnesota game?
Well, winning is always good. You know, it's the best deodorant. And, you know, now we have to continue to build on that. You know, hopefully we can end 06 on a positive note and get ready for 07.
Okay, thank you.
That's going to do it for the Nissan postgame show. A happy recap. The Nets are back on Yes tomorrow night when Kevin Garnett and the Timberwolves travel to the Meadowlands. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. So for Ian Eagle, Jim Spanarkle, and the rest of our Yes Network team, I'm Chris Sheeran saying thanks for watching.